Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, January 14th, 2021. On Monday, the Federal Ministry of Economics had confirmed the postponement of payments of Corona aid applied for by businesses due to lockdown and promised by January 10th, citing technical hurdles as the reason. In response to an inquiry from the Berliner Morgenpost, they said on Tuesday that the technical requirements for the regular disbursement of November aid were now in place. And a spokesman for the Investitionsbank Berlin, or IBB, responsible for processing applications, checking and paying out November and December aid, also expressed cautious optimism, stating, quote, "We've had access to the system since Tuesday afternoon. This means we are now starting to review and approve applications. Provided the system is stable and error-free, we are optimistic that we will be able to make the first payments within a few days." Unquote. Economics Senator Ramona Popp criticized the federal government, stating that businesses and the self-employed have long since maxed out and have been waiting far too long for financial aid. The Berlin Chamber of Industry and Commerce, or the IHK, also rebuked the slow disbursement process of the November aid. Chamber of Industry and Commerce President Beatrice Kram told the Berliner Morgenpost, quote, "It has now been 77 days since politicians promised November aid for companies sent into lockdown at the beginning of November. Why only partial payments have reached those affected so far is incomprehensible," unquote. She added that the chamber's hotline is receiving an increasing number of complaints. Annoyance, frustration, and despair are increasing, and many companies currently do not know how to pay their fixed costs, which continue despite the lockdown and whose payments are now due. A recent survey by the IHK shows just how much pressure companies are under. 63% of survey participants are pushing for bridging aid to be paid out quickly, the most pressing problem at the moment for Berlin's economy, according to the IHK. The restaurant industry in particular is in trouble. Per the chamber, interest in the rapid disbursement of aid is highest in this sector, with 81% of the mentions. The chief executive of the German Hotel and Restaurant Association, or DIHOGA, in Berlin, Thomas Lengfelder, also expressed his anger, calling what's happening to the restaurant industry a, quote, "outrage." According to the IBB, 25,029 applicants are expecting a total of around 330 million euros in November aid. And for December, 11,025 applicants from Berlin with a requested support volume of 104 million. The IBB added that around 136 million euros in advance payments have already been made to companies in Berlin. Per the Federal Ministry of Economics, these were supposedly granted immediately and unbureaucratically at the end of November. The Berlin Senate has agreed on more exceptions to the strict contact restrictions to contain the coronavirus. According to the agreement, they are to be made more livable and will allow reciprocal childcare between two different households. Finance Minister Matthias Kollatz remarked after Tuesday's Senate meeting that, above all, this is to relieve Kitas and elementary schools by offering an alternative to emergency care, adding, quote, "Importantly, it's about two families that represent a solid network," unquote. As of Sunday, private gatherings are only allowed among members of one's own household, with a maximum of one other person not living in the household. If this person is a single parent, their children are not counted. Now the rule is to be amended to allow children under the age of 12 from a maximum of two households to be cared for by alternating adults. The Berlin Senate also agreed on Tuesday that Berliners will only be allowed to move 15 kilometers from the city limits in the future if the seven-day incidence rises again to a value above 200. In the future, Berlin is to participate annually in the Europe-wide Car Free Day, the result of a draft resolution submitted to the Senate by Transport Senator Regina Gunter. This year, for the first time, Berliners will also be able to use public transport free of charge for 24 hours on this day, which will fall on Wednesday, September 22nd this year. The bill states, quote, "In cooperation with the district offices and civil society, streets or sections of streets are to be declared car-free zones on this day, for example, Friedrichstrasse or Kudamm." The Transport Administration estimates the costs at around 500,000 to 700,000 euros, which will be covered by the state of Berlin. Last year, the Hauptstadt participated for the first time when 24 street sections in 8 different districts were temporarily closed to cars. The Kirchliche Telefonseelsorge, or the church-based telephone counseling service in Berlin, has been busy during the corona pandemic. The Archdiocese of Berlin and the Evangelical Church of Berlin-Brandenburg, or EKBO, announced on Tuesday that in December of last year, it recorded about 1,000 calls more than in the previous year. Uwe Müller, an employee at Diakonisches Werk and head of the telephone counseling service in Berlin and Brandenburg, stated, quote, "The topic of loneliness and isolation is increasingly prevalent. In addition, there are family problems, depression, fears, stress, anger, and suicidal tendencies. Around 340 volunteers answer calls in Berlin, Cottbus, Frankfurt-Oder, and Potsdam around the clock. Since March of 2020, there has also been the Corona Pastoral Care Telephone. Pastor Justus Muster, EKBO Officer for Emergency Pastoral Care in Berlin, stated, quote, "COVID-19 is always present in the calls. We are something like the pastoral care fire department." From March until December, the 43 or so volunteers handled more than 2,600 calls, 10 to 15 a day, with calls lasting an average of 30 minutes. Munster explained that with the first lockdown in the spring, the emphasis was more on concrete anxiety and existential fears. Now he feels a deep melancholy from the callers. Many are in a depressive phase, or others are impatient with the situation and just want to vent on the telephone. He emphasized that the uncertainty about the pandemic situation is very difficult for many people to bear. You can find the telephone numbers for the International Helpline Berlin in English, the Kirchliche Telefonseelsorge, and Corona Pastoral Care by following the link in our show notes. And lastly, thank you to Diego for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more info about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.